beauty inside out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
I love freckles, but not everybody does, and I've always liked them. I wish I had some. I have some on my arms, but I love them on my face. My husband and daughter have a little sprinkling of freckles under their eyes and a little bit on their nose, and I just think it's the most precious thing. But like I just said, David, this isn't for everybody, and everyone has different tastes in the way they want their skin to look. What do you think about freckles?
Well, I'm going to tell you first, you can tell your daughter how she gets them. And I learned this from one of our listeners the other day. You ready? It's from laying out in the sun underneath a screen door. Somebody said that to me, and I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, are you kidding? No, freckles, I mean, the grass is always greener. If you don't have freckles, you want them. If you have them, you don't want them. And so today, let's talk about it for those that have had freckles all their lives and want to talk about getting rid of them or minimizing them. First of all, freckles are harmless dots. That's all they are. So there's not an indication of a problem or anything. They're harmless dots of really uneven skin pigmentation or melanin in our skin. Now, part of it is hereditary, but you're going to find those with lighter fair skin or red hair are most susceptible to it. And with exposure to the sun, those freckles intensify. That's the melanin in our skin reacting. Okay, so what can you do? First of all, minimize exposure to the sun. You and I talk about it a lot. The sun has a lot of dangers in it. So my first advice is don't go out in the sun. But obviously, you want to have fun, especially in the summertime. Okay. So if you're going to go out, you want to stay in the shade as much as possible. Wear a hat. You can cover up as much as possible. Long sleeve shirt. Even if it's a loose fitting cotton shirt, it won't be that hot. And most importantly, wear sunblock. So you want to block out as much of the sun as possible. So if you're fair skinned, you're trying not to tan. But that's all you're doing is intensifying those freckles. So that's step one.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so now let's talk about what else you can do. We'll talk about long-term treatment, but for short-term, there are foundations or BB cream. We've talked about that in previous shows, and they can help hide your freckles and give you just a temporary result of hiding them or a temporary effect. But let's talk about what you can do for more long-term effects. How can I fade them? How can I control the appearance of them? So the first thing you want to do is exfoliate the skin. And that's because the top layer is what's been colored. So what we want to do is get rid of that as quick as possible, help accelerate it. Our body's in a constant state of renewal. So what we want to do is help the body get rid of those pigmented cells even quicker. So you could use a chemical peel, and my suggestion would be more like an enzyme peel, like a wild durian, and that's that fruit from Asia. Come to find out those enzymes in it won't irritate the skin. So it's not like the old-fashioned acid-type peels. These are enzyme peels that don't irritate the skin, can stay on, and will loosen up the dead skin cells and help accelerate the turnover rate. The other thing you can do is create your own fruit enzyme mask. Now, this is easy for a do-it-yourself beauty treatment. Mash up a handful of strawberries, add a little bit of honey to it. Now, the honey is going to help get to the pH because our skin is actually acidic, okay, and it'll create a paste. For best results even, I'd pour in a little bit of granulated sugar, just a large crystal size. The larger, the better. And then what you want to do is exfoliate it over the skin. The enzymes from the fruit, the pH resetting from the honey, and the chemical, it will give you a chemical exfoliation, while the grains of sugar are going to give you physical exfoliation. So rub it over your face for several minutes and then rinse away, and that's going to help get rid of the top layer. Now we've got newly revealed skin cells. They maybe look slightly different to you. They may not much because it's only a little bit. You're going to have to do this several times during the course of a week for a few weeks. So let's keep going. For an added boost or to speed up the process, what you want to use is lemon juice. And you may have heard this a little bit before, but it's going to just like when you slice apples in the kitchen, you actually put lemon juice on the apples to prevent them from browning. It's going to work very similar here because the acidic nature of it is going to inhibit the melanin production in our skin. So what you're going to want to do is you can actually even saturate a cotton ball and dab it all over your skin, let it sit for several minutes, and even rinse it away. And that's going to reset the acidicness of the skin. Here's another one I like to do. Slice up a bunch of lemons, okay? You want to squeeze it into a bowl. Maybe a half cup of lemon juice. Take a cup of distilled water. 2/3 of a cup of witch hazel. Mix them together, and then again, take a cotton ball and massage it over your face, and this time you can leave that on. So you've got a spot treatment, and now you've got a leave-on toner, I'd say. After you're done cleansing your face, use the spot treatment, and then finish with this. By a do-it-yourself toner or treatment is going to give the acidic nature and minimize the melanin production in your skin. And very quickly, you're going to start seeing those freckles minimize, so you can try and minimize the formation of new freckles and from forming. And I'm not going to say completely prevent them, because like I said, part is hereditary, but we can get rid of a lot of them. Have you ever tried any of these?
No, but I'd like to try the strawberry and honey and sugar. That's a good scrub just for exfoliation in general, right? Whether you have freckles or not.
It is. It's not just for those with freckles, because exfoliation is important to the skin for all of us. So whether you've got, you know, wrinkling skin, whether you've got dull skin, whether you've got some freckles forming or even a light case of acne, you want to exfoliate the skin. You want to get rid of dead skin cells. You want to get rid of impurities that can clog the pores. And most importantly, in this case, we want to get rid of the tinted cells. So a chemical exfoliation is one method, physical is the other. With this DIY, we've combined the two. And that's the beauty of it. So you can get a great effect from the enzymes, and then you've got the physical exfoliation from the sugar. And that's why I mentioned earlier, even look for a leave-on like the wild durian, which you've heard me talk about before, because that's one you could leave on overnight and have an even greater effect.
But you want to avoid the hydroquinone. I said it, right?
You did it. Oh my gosh, yes.
After all these months together.
And that fits. Now, first of all, what is hydroquinone? Everybody's saying, what is Lisa talking about? Hydroquinone is an ingredient that isn't even on my radar. It's so far out there. You know, we talk a lot about toxic chemicals. Hydroquinone is one of those that I consider a cancer-causing chemical. It is only allowed in two countries in the world. Everybody else has outlawed it. We are one of the two countries. We even set certain limits on it because it is so dangerous. So I say at all costs, avoid hydroquinone. And that is a known skin lightener that a lot of doctors still use because it gives you the fastest results, which is what doctors want to do to keep the patients happy. But reality is it has other side effects as well. And there are a lot of ingredients that are allowed to be used in this country that cause cancer. So you want to avoid it. Hydroquinone is a skin lightener that could be prescribed or used by your dermatologist to help you fade the freckles. I'd rather give you a natural, safe way to do it that you can do it yourself. One, save the money. Number two, why expose yourself to these toxic and dangerous chemicals and get some great results? Instead of it happening in 3 weeks, it may take 4 or 5, but I'd rather spend the extra week or two and have a healthy alternative.
Now, is there another name for, I can't say it twice, for what we're talking about?
There's not. It is listed as an active ingredient on prescription products or over-the-counter, and it is called hydroquinone. One word, hydroquinone. Avoid it at all costs. To me, there's no reason I'd be putting it onto my body. It's a cancer-causing chemical. The only benefit of it is to help fade the skin. I'd rather take a little bit extra time. These are safe alternatives that we've given you here with the DIY. Lemon juice is one of the greatest. If you don't want to go through all the steps, at least put it on each day for a few minutes like a spot treatment, and then after about 10 minutes, rinse it off. You're going to see great results because our skin is naturally acidic. If you maintain that acidicness, you can actually inhibit the melanin from forming those freckles. Most products we put on our skin have a high pH and raise it, which is a whole nother conversation, because higher pH disrupts our normal function of our skin. So you want to keep it acidic, and you can prevent the freckles from coming back, or you can at least minimize them as much as possible.
Yeah, or you can learn to embrace and love your freckles. A bunch of people are like, shush, Lisa.
I had more freckles when I was young, and as I've gotten older, they've gone away, and I guess I must be getting real old because a lot have gone away, but I still have some.
I don't see any.
Well, like if you could see on my arms, there we go. There we go.
Oh, on your arms, yes.
Everybody look through your radio. No, and I've still got some, and I don't go out in the sun. I'm very fair skinned. But bottom line is, if I do go out in the sun, I am going to see more and more appear. So I use a sunscreen. I avoid the sun. And as you know, I use my products that help reset or work with the skin on the acidic nature. So here are some great DIY recipes you can do yourself, some great treatments you can do yourself. Never use hydroquinone. Use natural alternatives. We'll even post the recipes of the DIYs up on RadioMD.com. So I got to tell you, Lisa, I appreciate your help today. It's been a lot of fun.
Always.
So go to our website, download the DIY recipes. I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.